Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. The Boeing 737 MAX returns to Canadian airspace beginning tomorrow. Kansas Governor Kelly closes buildings in the state office complex out of security concerns. Washington, D.C. prepares for the Biden inauguration with 25,000 National Guard troops providing security. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes picking up here in the Wichita area. Starting to look a little bit heavier out there on the Wichita roadways at this time. Still not seeing any big traffic slowdowns. But remember, if you happen to spot a slowdown in traffic or a better gasoline price than today's $2.19, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. That number is 869-1330. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online, carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 47 degrees. Yesterday's high was 58, so cooling off a little bit today. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 27. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 15 miles per hour and 32 degrees. Large venues around the nation are hosting coronavirus vaccinations.
This is House Call for Health. Another super site for vaccine distribution is open. This one in one of the most iconic baseball stadiums in the country. Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles opened last week. The LA Fire Department is spearheading the logistics. David Ortiz is with the fire department.
We have people that are roving, obviously watching them for having reactions. And we have a group of paramedics on standby in case that were to happen.
Two more tents are opening up this week with hopes of being able to vaccinate up to 12,000 people a day. Dodger Stadium joins other ballparks helping with vaccines like Marlins Park in Miami and the New York Mets City Field. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
The National Rifle Association says the nation's most powerful gun rights organization has filed for bankruptcy protection and will seek to incorporate the nation's most politically influential gun rights group in Texas instead of New York. The announcement Friday comes months after New York's Attorney General sued the NRA over claims that top executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars for lavish personal trips. The coronavirus pandemic also forced the NRA last year to lay off dozens of employees, cancel its national convention, and scuttle fundraising. The NRA's bankruptcy filing listed between $100 million and $500 million in assets and between $100 million and $500 million in liabilities. Federal safety officials are investigating people who took part in last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol to decide whether they belong on the federal no-fly list. The move is one of several that officials outlined last week. They say they are increasing security at Washington area airports leading up to this week's presidential inauguration. Head of the Transportation Security Administration says that includes more police and bomb-detecting dogs and more federal air marshals on certain flights. All right, 6:49 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is here to talk about. Are you talking about travel plans today? Is that right?
No, I'm talking about what we could expect for travel. I mean, not what I'm doing this year.
What we can expect. Okay.
What we could, you know, what we might be able to expect. You know, this vaccine is slowly making its way into the arms of those who need it.
Slowly.
You know, but there's a you know, until there's a more streamlined delivery system, at the current rate, we're on track to have the majority of Americans inoculated by about 2026. I mean, literally, when you look at the numbers, you know.
Well, I heard.
In spite of that, I have faith that we can get it done this year. Now, when it comes to travel, many countries don't want those who could probably spread COVID to visit. With that in mind, what can we expect for the travel industry for this year? Well, additional measures beyond TSA checks may be required. That could mean body temperature checks, as happened when I traveled out of the country recently, COVID questionnaires, and maybe even instant testing before getting on an airplane. Some airlines have already initiated a proof of vaccination policy that will take effect once the vaccine is available to the general public. Convention centers have suffered dramatically. Policies similar to what airports and other airlines require may be in place. Health documentation may be streamlined through mobile health apps like ICC or AOK Pass, Verifly, and Common Pass. These are companies that already have this working on, getting programs out there. I'm hoping that international programs will be standardized so that we don't need to follow different guidelines for different countries. The World Health Organization is already working on some standards. There may be some steps that we can take now, but pandemic is still evolving, and it might be difficult to create finalized policies this early in the game. Whatever is developed will need to translate to multinational travelers. Cautious international vacation travel is already underway. Travelers have been returning to countries like Mexico and Canada for months. There are several other countries, from Albania to Egypt and South America, that are open to American travelers. A few have strict 14-day quarantine restrictions or proof of negative COVID test or vaccination. Domestic travel will probably continue to dominate for most of 2021. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
As you heard on our news just a few minutes ago, the 737 MAX cleared now for Canadian airspace.
I heard that. How many more countries are there to go? Do you have
Europe's
any?
Next week.
Really?
I've got something right here. It says Europe is going to be next week. So.
Oh, good.
Some good news for the 737 MAX. We were talking earlier. Ted says he has more members in his family that have had the virus than have not had it.
Really?
I don't have that experience. What? How have you been in your family?
Have
you been
have no members of my direct brothers, sisters, you know, kids or anything like that that have had it.
Okay.
So, and I'm one of three in my office of 15 who hasn't had it.
In an office of 15? Are you going in that much? Or
Yeah, no? Yeah. I'm going in. But they happened to get it, and then they were home, you know what I mean? When they
quarantined,
first, And they're all back now, you know, they're through it. So
okay. Today is National Popcorn Day.
Ooh,
yeah,
a good day.
Yeah, time-honored snack can be sweet or savory, caramelized, buttered, or plain, molded into a candied ball, or tossed with nuts and chocolate.
Okay.
However, it is enjoyed. Enjoy it on National Popcorn Day. How do you like your corn, Ted? How do you take it?
Well buttered.
Good. That's a way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. You agree?
I agree. You know what they ought to do is they ought to have like big spoons. that you can eat it. Actually, my cousin does that. She eats it with a spoon because you don't want to get your fingers all dirty.
You get your fingers
like
all
big,
greasy,
a big serving spoon. They ought to serve those at the movies.
How about it, Jad? Where you are on the popcorn?
Unpopped and on the cob is how I prefer
it. That's not popcorn.
That's not popcorn.
How do you like never popcorn? Liked popcorn.
Really?
Not in any form.
You must be the only person in the world.
Well, we should stop giving you that big tub of popcorn every Christmas. Yeah.
You know.
He re-gifts it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
You know, it's a favorite snack in the afternoon in some offices.
Yeah.
And when I was at one TV station, there was one reporter who said it smelled like cat urine. So nobody was allowed to eat popcorn or pop popcorn without sneaking it.
Really?
Yeah, because this one person...
Well, we worked at places, I think, in the other building, the older building, Ted, where somebody would pop it up every afternoon and burn it.
Yeah, and you can the whole building smelled like
burnt popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the worst thing in the world for me is when somebody offers you some fresh pop popcorn and you bite into it and you find out it's kettle corn and it's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And I just go, no.
I'm
the only sweet corn there should be caramel corn.
Well, I remember, I think my first trip to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, or Kauffman, whatever they called it in those days. And I went up to buy some goodies there at the counter, and I looked up and they had about 17 of these great big plastic bags filled with popcorn. So, you know, that was going to be real fresh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen them haul those into theaters.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes those theater poppers can't pop enough. They just do that to make it smell good.
Mm. Well, yeah. One of the great things about going to the movies when you were a kid is that fresh popcorn smell.
Yeah, for more than the cost of the ticket.
Popcorn Day. Thanks, guys. Come up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. Washington, D.C. prepares for Inauguration Day. That story and more on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.